Ryan, you talk a lot about a classical education, and we're talking about K-12 students here. What do you mean by that term?
Classical education is something that's been around in the country for a long time. It was how the founders went to their education process through their schools. And it is an understanding that you start with grammar, and that means obviously grammar in English, but it also means just starting with the facts. You have to understand a baseline level of facts, whether it's math, reading, science, history. You then move on into logic, which is then where you start to understand how the facts interconnect with each other. You start doing some thinking around those essential facts. Then you move on into rhetoric, which is the ability to either write or make a verbal argument around facts using logic. And so when you build all this into an education system, you get back to the basics by focusing on facts, making sure students understand those facts and how they interconnect. And then you actually make arguments, and it is crazy for 2024, right? You actually got to make arguments that use the facts and actually have linear logic as the baseline for the arguments you're making. So when you do this, you really woke-proof education by forcing education to be about those essential facts and making sure that it's actually true.
You talk in a recent op-ed that you co-authored about the fact that this classical education here, Ryan, goes way back in history, all the way back to Athens and Jerusalem, and talks about the great philosophers of Europe that all informed the founding of the American Republic. How important is it for students today to learn all this? Is it still relevant?
Absolutely. I believe it's essential for the future of this country. I believe we are experiencing an existential threat right now as a society when it comes to we don't understand our history. We don't understand the values this country was founded on. We reject basic truth. And when you do that to a society, that society at some point will no longer exist. We've seen that through the lessons of history. And it is essential that our young people not only understand our country's history, but they understand Western civilization history and understand what made a difference in our part of the world to make us this exceptional country. Well, it was the understanding that our founders had of history. And our kids have to know that. And we're not going to continue to be this incredible country if we forget who we are, we forget what made us great, and we forget where those ideals came from, because ultimately what you have today is as radical leftists who are set on drastically reshaping this country in a Marxist worldview. And so they start with an understanding that kids have to be ignorant, and you got to teach them things that frankly aren't true. You have to lie to kids and indoctrinate kids. So it's essential that we build up that baseline of knowledge, and we do it through classical learning.
There's a lot of talk on the left these days about defending democracy. But in your experience, have you found that the folks who are out there, quote, defending democracy are the ones who are opposing such a classical education?
Yeah, they are complete liars in the way that they describe this. It is a lie. They are the ones that are doing all they can to destroy this constitutional republic. They are trying to imprison a presidential candidate right now. They are weaponizing the justice system. They are trying to take our history out of our textbooks by saying that America is an evil, racist country and not talking about the Declaration of Independence. Where did the founders think their rights came from? Well, they thought they came from God, so that means government can't take them away. There's about nothing that I say that angers the far left and the teachers' unions more than when I say, listen, we want to have an honest conversation with kids about the faith of our founders. We want them to understand, why did the founders say that? Why did they say that they believed our rights came from God? Well, where did that come from? What was their belief system that led them to that? Well, that's very important to understand how they created this government the way that they did. Well, the left has tried to completely secularize our education system in a way that really creates state-sponsored atheism. I mean, they drive any mention of God out of school. They threaten teachers who have a Bible verse on their desk or who say a prayer in a school. And so what they've been able to do is create state-sponsored atheism and driving this home. It's not historical. It's not historically accurate. That is not what our founders, when they talked about how to form this country, described what they were creating. And so it's so essential that we help our kids understand what made this country great, what the founders said they were doing, so that they can make the decisions to put this country back on that right track.
It is interesting that we see parents more and more, and there was sort of a great awakening, if you will, during the COVID pandemic of what was being taught by government-run schools here, Ryan. Talk a little bit about how parents are now looking for options. Is there an upswing in students who are registering in charter schools, homeschools, classical schools?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what we saw during COVID is when schools shut down, when the unions forced schools to shut down, and then, you know, all of a sudden you had this online learning and you had parents going, hold on a second, wait, what was your teacher talking about right there? Wait, what's the materials they sent home with you? We began to see critical race theory. We began to see this radical gender theory in schools. And parents said, hey, listen, here's the deal. It's bad enough you shut the schools down when I'm having to still go to work. And so you put me in this terrible predicament with my own kid. But number two, what are you teaching my kid? And so parents started demanding, we've got to have more educational options and educational choices. We've got universal school choice in the state of Oklahoma that we passed last year, and we've seen record enrollment. We have seen parents all over the state. We have charter schools popping up over the place, a lot of homeschool options. And in Oklahoma, we are very proud. I passed the first religious charter school in the country here in Oklahoma. It's being challenged by every left-wing group imaginable. But hey, the Catholics wanted to start a charter school. We said, absolutely, we want more options for kids. So we're proud to be the first state in the country to have a religious charter school. And we're just going to keep moving the ball forward. But you're seeing this all over the country. You hear President Trump talking about how he wants to bring school choice to every state, red state, blue state, through a universal national school choice plan, which I absolutely love. I think that is the key. We've got to unlock the potential of students in blue states too. And the way you do that is you get school choice done at the national level. And frankly, you abolish the Department of Education, who has been driving DEI, gender theory, Common Core before all of that. That agency has got to go, and President Trump has vowed to do that too. And so I couldn't be more supportive of his agenda. I think it's exactly what we need for this country.
Ryan Walters is Oklahoma State Superintendent. And Ryan, not every state has a state superintendent. Most states do have a Secretary of Education. Tell us a little bit about the difference and what does your position involve and how did you end up there?
We are one of 12 states that actually elect this office. So before I served in this role, I was actually our state Secretary of Education, which basically you're a policy advisor to the governor. And we place all of our power of education into this elected office. So I ran for this office. I went to all 77 counties, heard from parents all over the state, and we won on a reform agenda. And we have been blazing a blueprint across the state of what education reform can look like. We threw the teachers' unions out of school. We got school choice done. We have banned DEI programs. We have fought the unions to throw pornography out of our schools that we saw them pushing on our kids. And so we have led the country in this blueprint agenda of how you get education reform done, merit pay for teachers. We have been able to use free market principles like that to inject school choice, competition, and driving out radical leftists from our schools. And so I believe it's a blueprint for all states to follow. But, you know, it started with an election where we went around the state and I heard from parents who have conservative values who said, listen, we're ready for our education system to be better and we got to shake things up. And I said, absolutely. That's exactly what I heard all during the election. And so that's what I've been trying to do at lightning speed since taking office.
The power of the ballot box. Ryan Walters, Oklahoma State Superintendent. Ryan, thank you for taking time to be with us.
Thank you very much for having me on.